This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Jane Hirschfield, author most recently of Letter, a Book of Poems, and also of two books on the craft of poetry, Nine Gates and Ten Windows. I'm honored to be the guest editor of Poem A Day for the month of April, and I so hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. This is Danusha Lamaris. And I'm reading Nothing Wants to Suffer, after Linda Hogan. Nothing wants to suffer. Not the wind, as it scrapes itself against the cliff. Not the cliff, being eaten slowly by the sea. The earth does not want to suffer the rough tread of those who do not notice it. The trees do not want to suffer the axe, nor see their sisters felled by root rot, mildew, rust. The coyote in its den, the puma stalking its prey, these too want ease and a tender animal in the mouth to take their hunger. An offering, one hopes, made quickly, and without much suffering. The chair mourns an angry sitter, the lamp a scalded moth, a table the weight of years of argument. We know this, though we forget. Not the shark, nor the tiger fanged as they are, nor the worm content in its windowless world of soil and stone. Not the stone, resting in its riverbed. The riverbed gazing up at the stars. Least of all the stars, ensconced in their canopy, looking down at all of us, their offspring, scattered so far beyond reach. About this poem. This poem began with a line written by Linda Hogan in her marvelous book, Dwellings, from a passage about growing corn, how the corn is aware and has its own stories. I was sitting in a cafe when I read it, eating a salad and watching people walk by. Reading her words, I felt suddenly alert to tenderness, to how carefully and inextricably we're bound to everything, and to how stories bind us. May we listen to the world and all it has to say.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.